I feel like, you know, when you were a kid and you were naughty and then you were like pulled back into the living room to like either be told off by your parents or face like your brother and sister you've just fought with, and you like sheepishly walk back into the living room. I feel like that right now because it's been such a long time since I've done a podcast. Hi guys, remember me? Here to explain, I'm here to give you an update and yeah, just catch up. So grab a tea, grab a coffee, or grab something stronger if you wish, and let's get on with today's podcast. Okay, so I have just grabbed my phone and checked when was the last time I uploaded a podcast, and it was the 2nd of June, which is quite a few months ago now. And I remember back when I recorded that and launched it, I was coming back with season two of the Small More podcasts. And my plan, my aim was to do fortnightly podcasts. And as you can tell, it's been a while. So yeah, please excuse me. For those of you who are new to this podcast channel, hello, my name is Luke, also known as Luke's Life in the Digital World, on YouTube, on Instagram, Twitter. I also have this Smile More World that I've created, a brand, a lifestyle, I guess you could call it, where I have this podcast. I also have an Etsy store, so go check it out, shopsmallmore.com, where I sell planner stickers, stationery, and also DIY kits. So I have a lot going on. But yeah, if this is your first time, welcome. Or if this is your second, fourth, tenth time, welcome back. Thank you for supporting. And thank you to all of those who are subscribed wherever you listen to your podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or I think it's Google Play. Yeah, there's quite a few now. But yeah, it's been so I'm just gonna set the scene. I'm sat in the living room. Robin is lying right next to me and she's just sat down for a little snooze because we've just been out for a walk. So if you hear some snoring, it's Robin, it's not me, and also it's not me trumping, because sometimes her snores sound like trumps. And working through home through this pandemic, obviously we've had numerous Skype and team calls, and Robin likes to be close to either me or Mr. P. So the amount of time she's been sat next to me snoring, and I've had to explain like, oh, that's just my dog, because honestly it literally sounds like a trump. So yeah, if you hear any trumping noises, I promise it's Robin and not me. I guess we should like address the situation of me not uploading since June. Truth be told, hand on my heart, I don't know why I haven't recorded since then. I think when I planned to come back, I must have just been having a week where I felt really motivated and had a lot of free time. And I was like, yes, this is great. I'm going to do it. I'm going to create the new artwork. I'm going to launch it again. I'm going to film it, record every 2 weeks. And then, as I say, it's like July, August, 2 months later, and I'm back with another podcast. I do plan on recording these more regularly. And I have started to put them in my planner. So I feel like I just kind of need to get into the habit of just getting the laptop out, getting the mic out, and just recording these. Because I think in my head, I think me knowing that I have to sit down and record a podcast, I think it's a bigger job than it actually is. Whereas it's actually quite simple. It's definitely not as hard as filming a video. So yeah, I kind of need to change that mind frame and where we are. But let's update you. What is the date today? I've been so busy today. I've worked a full day's work. I also filmed a video on my lunch and I'm now filming a podcast. So today is Monday the 17th of August. It's very exciting. And as you can see by the title of this podcast, I have some exciting news that me and Mr. P are getting married. Oh, it's so exciting. It really, really is. So I thought I would spend this episode kind of updating you and kind of talking mostly about the wedding, because I feel like a lot of people have so many questions, like friends and family, and I feel like I've repeated myself a lot. And I guess there's people out there who haven't contacted me or can't contact me, but, you know, might want to know what's going on. So I thought a podcast might be interesting for you guys and to update you guys on as to what is going on. So end of last year, so 2019, me and P decided that we would change our initial plan of what we would envisage for us getting married. We always said we would get married abroad, just the two of us. As much as I love going to weddings and, you know, going for the day and doing all the traditional things like the service and then going to like a place or a hotel for like the wedding reception, having the meal and the first dance and watching the cake and all them fun things. Like, as much as I love going to weddings and experiencing that, I've never wanted that for me. And thankfully, P's never wanted that either. So that it could have been a really awkward discussion if like one of us wanted that and one of us didn't. Whereas luckily we were both on the same page. So I feel like for years, we've kind of known for like, that's the first question people always ask. Oh, when did you get engaged? We kind of skipped the engagement thing. Like, we've always known that we would get married eventually. And I guess you could say up until Christmas just gone, we would always plan on getting married abroad. Just the two of us will go away, get married, come back, very low key, and that'll be it. Whereas we kind of changed our tune. It was P that actually came up with the idea. When I say P, I mean Paul, my partner, my fiance, my soon-to-be husband. that's so strange to say. So exciting. So last year we went away in July time for my mum's birthday. She turned 60, and we hired a house in Cornwall, and all my family went there. And we were there for a week, and it was just such a lovely, chilled out, relaxing week. As kids, we would always go to Cornwall every summer for our summer holidays. And I just have really fond memories of Cornwall, like such happy, like beautiful memories as kids growing up. I feel like we went there for probably 10 to 12 years, like summers on the trot, like every summer. And it just never got boring. I just think it's a beautiful part of the country, and we're so lucky that we live so close to it. Also, a coincidence, like me and P, our relationship, we've had so many like unique coincidences happen. Like, P also used to go to Cornwall as a child. Like, his auntie had a farm down there, so every summer they would go down there. And so it's just a real special place for us both. And over the years, I've been lucky enough to go down and see my brother and sister-in-law get married, and then last year, we got to see my sister and brother-in-law get married. So now it's our turn, and that is where we are going to get married. So P was, it was like I say, around Christmas time last year, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we were to book a house in Cornwall and have both of our families go for a week's holiday, and on one of the days, me and you will just go off and get married. I'm not going to go into too much detail because like, I feel like that, there needs to be some excitement. And I feel like maybe I'll share some of it on social media. I don't know if I'm going to vlog while I'm there. So maybe after the wedding, I can go in and kind of like share the day and kind of like talk about what we did, etc. So I love that idea because P's family are, my family are obviously from Birmingham where we live now, but P's family are from up north, Northumberland. So there's never an opportunity where all of our families are together. And he came up with this idea, and it's like, it'd be really nice if we had this house and everybody went. And I was like, you know what, that'd be a really, really nice idea. I did kind of say, though, I don't want any of the traditional wedding things, like we have to wear suits, we have to do speeches, we have to have a wedding cake, we have to have the photographer. I didn't want any of that. And we made it very clear to both our families that that isn't what we want. That's not, don't expect that, because that's not what's going to happen. So it's going to be a very low-key affair, and I think everyone's everyone is really, really excited for it, obviously. So let me just go back a step. So after Christmas, we found a house, we booked it, we told everybody the dates, and then Miss Coronavirus came along and just wrecked everybody's plans for 2020. So I feel like come in May, was it like the start of May? Mid-May. We were due to go to Orlando, Florida for 2 weeks with my sister and brother-in-law for like an ultimate Disney, Universal Studios Dream Holiday. Obviously, with coronavirus, that got cancelled. And I feel like, I know, like, I was devastated because it's literally my favourite place in the world to go to. And my sister hadn't been there for, like, 10 years. My brother-in-law's never been. So I was so excited to go on this trip and, you know, share, like, all these fun experiences and create all these happy memories with them. Obviously, that never happened. And then I guess for like weeks and months, we were like, is the wedding even going to happen? Like, are we even going to be able to travel to Cornwall? And luckily, touch wood, fingers crossed, wishing on the stars, we are able to go. And I guess we're lucky because we've always planned to have a small wedding. We never wanted like a big ceremony with like, you know, 100 and 150 guests, because at the moment you can't have that. And luckily that's not what we wanted, because if we did, we wouldn't be doing this right now. So yeah, it's all booked, it's all planned, it's all ready. I finish work this Wednesday and then we head down to Cornwall on the Friday. So yeah, I have the ring, I have the outfit, I have the new aftershave, like I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday. We have like a ton of like fun things for the garden. The house that we've hired is like a huge house. It's very, very big. And then we've ordered like a swimming pool, a huge gigantic slip and slide, like pool toys, like garden toys, just so much fun stuff. So yeah, I'm very excited just to get down there now and just start creating some like happy, fun memories. So yeah, Wedding 2020 is happening. So yeah, that is an update, pretty big update. On Saturday, I went out for lunch with my friend, a friend from school who I've been friends with since like, yeah, school days. So many, many years. And then also a friend who I met kind of later in life. I was about 19, 20 when I met Joe. So I went with Joe and Tanya. I'm sure they won't mind me saying their name on the podcast. We went to a little town called Leamington Spa. And we went to this really cool place called Heart & Co. for lunch. And they just did the most amazing food. I posted some photos on my Instagram. So I would highly recommend going. Also, it's dog friendly. So if you've got any little pooches, you can go with your dogs. I didn't take Robin. However, my friend Jo, she's got a sausage dog called Bacon. So Bacon came along and he was really, really good. But they just really spoiled me. And it's so nice. Even though everybody's been so like respectful of like an understanding of kind of what our wedding wishes were, what we wanted, what we didn't want. Everybody's been so kind and generous with like gifts, and I'm actually like a little bit stunned. So like I say, we went out on Saturday, they brought me this beautiful hamper full of like all of my favourite things, like American candy, American crisps, a Bath & Body Works candle, a Lush bath bomb. They did an art print of me, Pete and Robin. They got me champagne flutes. They also paid for my dinner as well, which, oh, I was just like, oh my God, you guys are being so kind. I've also had like a delivery from work of two boxes from John Lewis, which I have no idea what it is. I just know it's from work. So I need to check if I need to reopen it before I go to Cornwall or after. Just like so much stuff. Which is just, I don't know, it's crazy. People are so generous and really making a fuss, and it's just, I guess it's, I'm not used to it. Obviously, when it's your birthday, you kind of expect like a card or a few presents, whereas, because you don't get married every day, it's like, oh, okay, people just buy you gifts because you're getting married. It's just a really nice, special moment. So yeah, I'm very grateful at the moment. And I'm also, I know and I'm aware of how lucky we are. A lot of people have had to have their wedding 2020 cancelled or rescheduled. And, you know, it must be so, so sad if you've planned that big, big day for years, because they do take years to plan. You know, booking the venue, you have to book like a year, 2 years in advance. So my heart does go out to all of those who have been affected and who've had to cancel their wedding plans. Well, not cancel, but reschedule them. My sister's best friend, I know she was due to get married the week after us, and she was having like a traditional big family friend wedding where they've had to reschedule for next year. And I know it'll be worth it and I'll have such an amazing, magical day, but the fact that they've had to change their plans and push it back so far is a little bit, you know, it's sad. So I know that I'm lucky and I'm touching wood and I'm very grateful. So yes, yes, yes. I don't know how to end this little part, but yes, I'm grateful. I am aware of that. And yes. How many times do I say yes? So I think that's it for today's podcast. I don't want to bore you too much because I have been gone for such a long time. I don't want to come back and then be like, talk to you for like 25 minutes just rabbling about a wedding and people are like, I don't care, I'm not coming to this wedding. Or I don't care, I forgot about you, Luke. You haven't uploaded a podcast in months. But I will be back with more regular podcasts, I do promise. I do aim to get one up every 2 weeks, and as I say, I have my planner and I've like penciled them in now, so I'm just going to prove myself today that I can record this and edit it and upload it in less than an hour. That's the aim I'm trying to get this done by. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast. If you are, and if you aren't already, please hit that subscribe button and rate it. It just really helps this podcast channel grow. But I can't believe the next podcast I do, I will be a married man. How excited. Thank you for listening, guys. And until next time, keep smiling.